fill in a couple of things. So first, with regard to the status of Einish Boim ala Karko, so that we pretty much discussed. I don't want to... there's much more to discuss in terms of the details and reading. Reb Chaim in particular, Adam and I had a little discussion about that, correct? And the differences between the two formulations in Chesuch Shvuos and Perek Tezayin of Chesishus. There's a lot there. How to read certain lines. I think we discussed some of that. But clearly, the topic of Einish Boim ala Karko Karkos really provides like a window or an opportunity to not only assess the din of Einish Boim ala Karkos and the status of Shibudim, which is a very critical issue, but as well the possible distinction between the areas of application, especially Shvuos HaPikadon. Shvuos HaPikadon emerges as a very clear exception to the Rambam's rule. I mean, the Rambam takes a stand in this din, as we discussed already, where he pretty much assumes that we don't paskin. Again, the view of the Rambam and the view of the Bali Tosis are opposites in every way, right? The Bali Tosis say Einish Boim ala Kibir Shibur Karkos. It applies to everything and to anything. It applies fundamentally to Shibur Daraisa. The Bali Tosis are not perturbed why this should be, how this could be. They're just scratching their heads basically and wondering, like, how do you fit in the institutions of Shvu'a D'Oraisa, Motiv Miktzas, Shvu'a Sepikadon, and so on, in light of this, accepted reality. And even then, there might be even, bigger chidushim to say in that, depending on how you understand their tirutzim, and the sma, and the shach, and the things that we already discussed, which we don't need to repeat. And then the Rambam on the other side went further than the Rimigash, and even further than the Ramban, and basically understood that, of course, there's no din of Einish Boim ala Karko Shibur Karkos for Shibur D'Oraisa and Milval Peh. The Rambam, I'm guessing, if we're reading him correctly, would tell you, like, that's not even a question. He certainly would accept, the Ramban view or Chaim view that there's a fundamental difference between, Shibudim of Milva Pishtar and Shibudim of Milva Alpeh, that qualitative distinction. But the thing of the Rambam is that he goes so much further than that, is that he pretty much assumes that the global evidence, allows you to reject even Einish Boim ala Kibir Shibur Karkos and Milva Pishtar. And that explains, his comments in Hilchos Toein, and why he needs, Dover Shev Shalach Borbo, in terms of Bodhi Miktas, and of course Hilchos Ishus, and Shvuos Eidos partially as well. But then that leaves Shvuos HaPikadon, and that's the point I just wanted to emphasize a little bit more. That leaves Shvuos HaPikadon, as the single exception to that rule. And given that the Rambam's perspective is not at all obvious in the Gemara, it doesn't flow from the Gemara, it flows from logic and global understanding of many other sugyas, and what he thinks therefore has to be the understanding, of an implicit other view in the Gemara, an implicit dominant other view of the Gemara. But given that is the case, so the Shvuos HaPikadon exception, right, looms in a way even larger, because just as the Rambam, in theory could say that the day on the Gemara in Ksuvis and that the Gemara in Bambitzia, which seems to be unchallenged, is subject to machlokas given other realities, right? It's not impossible for him to say the same thing by Shvuos HaPikadon. Just as the Rambam in Shvuos HaEidus is able to be mechalik between lemaisa b'foal, whether there, is only karka for gviya or other thing, which is also a chinish, right? So too, the Rambam could have, in theory, even if he felt that the sugya was so compelling in Shvuos HaPikadon of Einish Boim, I'm not sure why he would have or should have. Again, just to highlight that, when the Bali Tosis asked their questions about Shibur D'Oraisa and the institutions of Motiv HaMiktzas and Shvuos HaPikadon and Shmitas Ksafim, right? They don't particularly ask it in a way that implies that the question is stronger in one context than the other, right? I'm trying to demonstrate with that the Rambam's decision, right, that somehow in Shavuos HaPikadon this is the normative view, and that elsewhere, you know, there are kolkim, or that in Shavuos HaEdus, which is in between, that it depends l'maisa, you know, befoal, and what you have accessible for the gviya, sounds to be not so much something that is noveya from the Shaklavatarya's as much as it is conceptually, like his understanding of Shavuos HaPikadon. And that is what's very, very crucial in the Rambam. And then when you plug that in, right, to other things that the Rambam says about Shavuos HaPikadon, right, that becomes, you know, an important fact. Now, whether or not it points to Reb Chaim's perspective, which I was joining the Reb Chaim Mipi HaShmua with the Reb Chaim in the two pieces of the Chibor, the Mipi HaShmua for the Rav, in other words, which is that Shavuos HaPikadon is more Gezel oriented, and so on, or whether you want to say it my way, which is actually that may not be true vis-a-vis Shavuos HaEdus, but it is certainly a fact that Gezel is a component in the Tnai of this Hafla, right, and that may be enough to explain all of this. Again, we'll leave the other evidence aside for the moment and get back to it in a second. But either way, the idea that Reb Chaim explained, which is that in Shavuos HaPikadon, you have to deny everything, whereas, you know, in other contexts, it's enough to deny or to be, you know, that the stakes be something, as if there's metaltalin in karka. So for Shavuos HaPikadon, the karka presence, if you're not denying also karka in a significant way, then there's not enough for Shavuos HaPikadon. Shavuos HaPikadon requires a higher threshold of, let's say, kfira. Whereas in Modav Miktsas, and even in Shavuos HaEdus, if you're also being modem, being kofar b'metaltalin, that's good enough. You don't need to be kofar b'everything. Right. So again, for Reb Chaim, that it may be a shiur in the act of gezel. And I'm suggesting that it may be a shiur in the act of whatever that kol shemishpa component of the tnai of Shavuos Bitui and Hafla is. But either way, that is something that does emerge. Now this idea that Shavuos HaPikadon, you know, is different than all other categories of halacha in terms of its requirements, which does flow from the Rambam, is, and that Shavuos HaEdus is somewhere in between, which is again another reason why I think the explanations work, because again, only in Shavuos HaEdus does the Rambam mention, you know, that there's a din of Einishbayin, right? At least when befoal you're obligated to, you know, resort to karka, is also something which we find parallel to, right, in the reality that only in Shavuos HaPikadon, according to some many readings of the Sugya and Ksuvos Membeis and Aleph, does the Gemara wonder, and the question is what its maskana, whether knas or shame knas or ikaro knas is going to be a problem. Now I'm connecting to some things that we have done, right? The Gemara's suffix in Ksuvos Membeis, and Ramban claims that there's a parallel in Shavuos HaEdus on Lamed Dalid Amud Aleph, and then he has three deos about the relationship between what he thinks Lamed Dalid Amud Aleph and Shavuos is saying, and what in fact is being discussed in Ksuvos Membeis Amud Aleph. Namely, let me make it clear, when the Gemara speaks about the status of Knas, you know, typically the Gemara speaks about it in a context in which we're talking about Kodem HaMad HaBedin, right? And then the question is, you know, with the possibility of Hodah, or that train, you know, already left the station, but the fact that there could have been a Hodah is relevant. And then you get at the whole issues that we discussed, you know, in detail on Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, and Bava Kamma. We'll certainly revisit them, and so on. However, what you have in Ksuvos Membeis, as we know, is the Safek, Rav Shimon Safek, right, La'achar HaMad HaBedin. Right? And La'achar HaMad HaBedin, there already, in principle, is no Moda B'Knas. That's clear. So befoal, that is certainly already Mamon. And any Safek you can have then is only about the shame Knas. And, you know, as a category. Again, a category by virtue or reflected by Moda B'Knas previously, but not anywhere, you know, near any kind of practical element right now. So, again, why only Yeshua Sapikadon of all things should we, you know, be so focused on the difference between shame knas and shame mamon, you know, a quid pro quo kind of obligation as opposed to, you know, more of a penalty. Again, whether you take the view that it's, you know, the actual mechayev of Gezel, or that that's a tznai in the chomer or in the character of this particular shvua, I think that works very well. In other words, if you're interested in hefsed mamon, right, at that point there certainly is no difference whatsoever between knas kodem amada bedin and knas, I'm sorry, between knas la'achar amada bedin and mamon. I mean, there are no nafka minas at that point. And at stake is whether you're going to get that check or that cash in the mail or in your hand, you know, of $100 or $1,000 or whatever it is. There's zero difference in terms of the financial ramifications or consequences. Why should we care that the check or the cash that you're getting in your hand, why should we care whether it is tit for tat, quid pro quo, or it is, you know, a penalty, albeit a penalty that the Torah says that you have every right to collect, right? But if there is an element of gezel, whether it is in the mechayev, easier if it's in the mechayev, but I don't have any problem with it whatsoever. If that's the hagdara of this particular shvua, to call something gezel may just require, and with this, I think there's a difference between that and Kedisha Seidus, but, to call something gezel, by definition, right, it has to be subject to, conceptually, quid pro quo. So it's not just the Gemara Membe Samad Aleph, I think I already mentioned this, it's also, I think the Rimi Korvil, quoted in the Tosis in Meruba, an Ayin Aleph Amad Beis, and I'm not going to go into those now, again, maybe next year, but, and big Tosis and Ksuvis about Yesha Beger Bekever, the issue of being Morish, Knas Labanov, and so on. The idea that there are different standards when it comes to Shuas HaPikadon and other dinim is something which, again, seems to be extremely connected, you know, to these issues. One thing that does remain a little bit tamua in all of this, the Shuas HaEdus side, and this we did speak about a little bit, which still requires more work, is in the end of the day, how do you explain the not only the day in the Gemara, but the Pesach of the Rambam, that Ein Nishboim Shuas Eidos, right, ala karkos. Again, Ein Nishboim Shuas Pikadon ala karkos is something which we're very comfortable with. If the Mechayev is Gezel, if all you need is Shem Gezel, you know, the Shavua itself. But the Einish Boim Shuasa Eidus Al Karkos, which the Rambam clearly also embraces, is a much more difficult issue to justify. Obviously, it can only work in the context of this being a din, or the Shvua part of this din. But that means that even according to the Rambam, where the Iker Mechayev, of course, is Hefsed Mamon, just as I'm trying to explain that even in Shuasa Pikadon for the Rambam, if the Mechayev is Bekichesh, and I think we've demonstrated that, nonetheless, the specialization of Gezel, right, still has its impact. I think what you have in Shuas HaEdus is the exact opposite phenomenon. And that is that even though the Iker Mechayev is the Kvisha HaEdus HaMafsida Mamon, the fact that it's B'derech, Dapka B'derech Shvua, Kvira Shvua, in other words, is what brings us into the camp of Ein Nishboim Ala Karkos, because you don't have the same thing in Bitui, right? There's no din that like Shuas Bitui Al Karka, because Shuas Bitui Al Karka is never really Al Karka. Karka is just a Hechitimtzi, and one could have thought of that with regard to Shuas Eidus too, right? Especially, you know, if you perceive it that way, it's like a Shuas Bitui, right? For Eidim who have an obligation to come forward, and who are not only avoiding that, right, but are avoiding it, you know, in a more offensive way, you know, b'derech shvuas sheker, So say, oh, you know, using a shvuz bitui to avoid your, you know, and so on. If you looked at it that way, then you just can't say, you know, einish boi malak harkos here. But if we do say, moreover, if you looked at it purely, let me say it the other way, as an act of hefsed mamon b'derek shvua, I think it would also be very problematic. Because again, unlike karkein and exelis, there's no din, you know, that, again, edim have no special yichus to dine karka, to ein din karka. With the one exception, I will add, I mean, we did find one faint echo, right? Anybody remember?
In the Ran.
And then base. The one faint echo that there's a din, you know, in general, in Eidus, that Eidus Karka, Eidus Al Karka is different than Eidus Al Mamon, is the Ran. Right? The Ran and then base trying to explain, you know, how can you say, after all, what are you going to do about Karka, which is the question already in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asks this question by Knas and by Karka, and we discussed the Rush's elaboration and Tosis's on Mem Moman Aleph, right, and so on. And then the Ran and the Rimigash, you know, on Mem. And then on Mem Beis, the Ran has that additional line, right, where he said, not the end of the world. You know, what you could say is, look at Shomrim. But again, that's a very fascinating answer, but a very problematic one, because the Pashtos, the din of Shomrim, is that Ein Shmira ala Karkos. So it's not a din of Ein Edim ala Karkos. It's, you know, there's a din of Ein Shvua ala Karkos, and there's a din of Ein Shmira ala Karkos. But there's no din of Ein Edus ala Karkos, or Edus ala Karkos being different, you know, in some respect. But that's what the Ran was kind of struggling with. What I'm saying is you have a parallel kind of problem to contend with in Shvuas Edus. But if you say any of the extremes, I think you're even in worse, straits. Again, unless you say something like that, Ron, but I don't really understand it. So what probably needs to be said is that Shvuas Eidus, right, the Mechayim, especially for the Rambam, is Hefsed Mamon, Al Yedei Kvishas Eidus. But because the Derech, again, because the Shvuah turns into a Derech of Hefsed Mamon, that kind of gives it some... aspect or some dimension of Shuas Adayanim. Shuas HaPikadon is a Shuas Adayanim in one respect, right? Although again, not the Eid Echad, the Motiv Mikzas, and the Shuas HaShomrim type, but the fact that in a way, I guess a little bit, the Shuas HaPikadon type. And Shvuas Eidus, by virtue of the nature of this hybrid, namely that you're using a Shvuah to accomplish, a Choshen Mishpat function, I think that, at least regarding maybe Einish Boi Malak HaKos, differentiates it from Bitui. It isn't just you're using a Shvuah's Bitui, let's say, for Kvishas Eidus. So then it should be judged by bitui. There's no edus din in karka, and there's no bitui din, you know, in karka. Right. But if we say, oh, this is the mechanism that you're using, right, to be kovesh edus, and bilvad to create a hefsod for the other fellow, if that's really what is happening and going on, so then maybe what's really happening is that you've kind of quasi-turned this shvua. It's not a bitui, that's for sure. It's not a pure shvua sadeyanim either, but it has the qualities of shvua sadeyanim, and therefore einish boi malak harkos. I think that's kind of what needs to be said, and that makes sense for the Rambam. Okay, so having said that, I just want to mention a few other things very quickly, and then I want to talk about the Yerushalmi and Ichud Kli and so on, whatever we can get through. A few other things. So it's just, we've spent a lot of time going back and forth between Shuas Eidus and Shuas HaBikadon and trying to show that the Rambam's view in particular, that in general there's this complex relationship. There are people who hold that they're the same, whether that's Shvuah oriented. There are people who hold they're the same, whether that's Choshen Mishpat oriented. There are people who who think that you should be mechalik between them in terms of how much kosher mishpat and how much between, is what we've been saying all along. And there are two views in that regard as well. Again, even within the Rambam, my view, and the parallel to the Rajba, which is that Shavuos Eidus is more kosher mishpat and Shavuos Hapikot and more bechichesh, or Reb Chaim's view, and maybe with some other rayas, kuntras arayas, and so on. Right, then it's exactly the opposite, that there's more Choshe Mishpat in Shavuos HaPikadon than there is in Shavuos Eidus. And what I'm adding today, and also the last year that we gave right before the break, was that, even then, even for the Rambam, who I think does distinguish, the things are a little more complicated, because in the end of the day, there's distinctions, and those distinctions are also noveya from the fact that both are hybrids of a similar type. And therefore that overlap, that it could have been that the Rambam would have been that very chad b'chalak. In other words, that it would have been all very, crystal clear about what's going on. So he would have said, that's this, and this belongs to Bitui and Shav, this belongs... And what I'm trying to show is that Shavuos Eidus should be called, because it's so intricately connected through the Gzeres HaKasuv, Tachta, through... the fact that they're both Choshe Mishpat hybrids, even if the roles are slightly different. So that kind of... there's a dialectic going on within the Rambam, and that is... Part of that is to make them the same, right? So that their differences, can be important. Right. So, and that's kind of what I was saying now, a little bit about how to explain Einish Boim a la Karkos' application to Shavuos Eidus, which I think is really a big issue and problem. And again, is that part of our discussion, a little bit of the sugya, right? As the sugya itself, when we talk about in Shavuos HaPikadon, connects the problem of Einish Boim Goldfir Shiva Karkos, Einish Boim Shavuos Eidus, and Einish Boim Shavuos HaPikadon. Right? That's the Shaka Vitari of the Gemara in Lamed Zayin on Beis. And that's what I was trying to explain. What do you do with that? This is kind of my effort to explain that, not to suggest that it's no problem and that it's obvious, but to live with it and to draw conclusions from it. Similarly, when we talked about the problem of that Al Rishonim discussed, of Hasra, the Gemara was wondering, right? Hasra, is there Malkus for Shavuos HaPikadon, right? And then Rashi and the Rimigash and the Balitosis, right, they're all asking the question, we could have asked the same question about Shavuos Eidus. So we'll get to that in just a second. But I think I already made the comment, but if not, we'll just make it again and expand a little bit more. But I was also pointing out that the way that the Rambam, then the question is, what does the Rambam say, l'halacha, how does he know it, right, and the Holacha Mishnah, and so on and so forth. So one of the things I was suggesting was that there's a very interesting overlap in the language and presentation. The Rambam Shavuos HaPikadon is using Shavuos Eidus language from Chafei Amud Beis, right? And that's again this kind of a manifestation. But I'd like to show today for a minute or two, Lech HaMishnah is immensely helpful in all these topics. He doesn't end up ever saying exactly what we might want him to say, but he just has such a good eye, to pick up some of these issues and difficulties, that it's just tremendously helpful. So that's part of the Masorah. Each generation gets to work off of the insights of the previous. So it's interesting to note that overlap, once again, right, is in both directions. The language of the Rambam and Shavuos HaPikadon, and partly where he comes to his conclusion, in my opinion, beyond the Ha'aros, but based on the inspiration of the Ha'aros and Lech HaMishnah, is Chafei Amud Beis and the language that he uses in Shavuos Eidus. But I think I said it then, and just emphasizing a little more now, partially because his formulation of Chafei Amud Beis in Shavuos Eidus is itself mechudash, relative to the Rimigash, for example, and others, and that, so again, we're not going to go over that right now. And already kind of pushing towards Shavuos HaPikadon. So what I'm really suggesting is that just like in Einish Boim Al HaKarkos and quite a few other things, the Rambam on the one hand is Mavchin, but he's only Mavchin between them because first he really sees them, you know, as being parallel. They're parallel, and then they're, you know, there are subtle and important differences, you know, to distinguish them. And that I really, again, I'm not just trying to make trouble. I have a track record. Some people don't believe me about that, but I really believe that that's really what's happening. You know, if you look at the bigger picture of Perek Zayin, Perek Ches, Perek Tes, Perek Yud, I think it's also very typical of the Rambam. I will admit that, but I think that's really, really what is happening. So again, if you look at the Lecha Mishnah's formulation, not just on the Shavuos HaPikadon side of that, that's what I wanted to add for today, but on the Shavuos HaEdus side of it, one second, where is that? What is that? Tes Yud Daled, is that it?
Yeah.
So if you look at Tes Yud Daled, I actually did bring the right one. But he just points out that there are a number here. Komokom shamarnu potter mishuas edus avachayiv mishuas bitui. Vehu shenishba o sha'on amen imishbiu acher shar hare nishba al sheker. Aval amachuyav mishuas edus apa mishu nishba al sheker apa pishu hu meizid. Again, part of this we discussed when we discussed it. Eno chayiv mishu mishuas bitui ela mishu mishuas edus bilvad. I think what we didn't mention then, but we now appreciate now, is the words bekarban velo bemalkas. The Gemara emphasizes that, you know, hotzi akasuv, and therefore there's no bitui. Right? In general, shogeg. And then the Gemara emphasizes that the chiddush of mezid is that even in mezid there is karban. Right? But the Rambam adds an emphasis here, and that is that the chiddush of the mezid is not just that there's a korban b'mezid, but that there's a korban and that there's not malchus. Shenemar la'achas mehena, v'min echad mimine shvua tamechayva nishba miyat tamechayva v'shnei aminim, ad she'echayv b'din shuas ha'edus and b'din shuas bitui. What does that have to do with the mezid part, not being malchus? Sounds like the Rambam thinks that part of this whole story is there was a hava mina that Shavuos HaEdus b'Hasra would trigger Malkus, and it doesn't. And again, the Lecha Mishnah, once again, Kasha L'shon Rabbeinu D'mashma D'la'achas Mela Asa L'meima D'la Yischaiv Malkus B'mezid. It says from the language of the Rambam, it sounds like one of the things that Me'achas Me'ela is teaching you, you know, in that, you know, that there's no bitui, is that you're not chayv malchus for mezid. That's how it teaches you. It teaches you that you're chayv korban b'malchus and that you're not chayv shtayim bitui and edus for edus. How does it teach you that there's no malchus for edus? Right? It says, v'lo mashma hachi b'gemar perek shvus shtayim dav kofei el da'afkir achmanu l'shvus edus l'chayv korban ala mezid k'shoge u'kor de la'achas me'ela asa l'mute de lo nitni lo nesi shtei korbanos Why would you even think that? Meaning, number one, there are two different issues. What do they have to do with each other? One is that you don't get double bitui and edus b'shoke. The other is the din in the Gemara that there's no, that there is korban b'malkus. But what does that have to do? Eight, what's a connection between that and whoever had a havamina that there's malkus b'mezid b'edus? Such that you should think that the achas me'ela teaches you anything about it. Moreover, what does achas me'ela even have to do with that? Right? Right? That we discussed. Tzorchim arifarat, and so on. So I think that the answer, again, is that this is a phenomenon in that is totally consistent with all these Rambams. And the more we see these subtleties, the more convincing or compelling it becomes that there is a real pattern here. Namely, that the Rambam is reading always with an eye that the Gemaras or that the Dinim of Shuas Eitz and Shuas Kadon, right, are mutually consequential, consequential each to each other, right? And then the differences are more subtle, but in a way that, again, that subtlety becomes more important. So the Rambam, when he discusses Shuas HaPikadon, as we discussed already, you know, how does he know all of this? That's the problem of the big Lecha Mishnah has there. Like, how does he know how to paskin? Why doesn't he misafek? And what about Chulin Lazara? And all that, and so on. But the language reminds us of Tess Yadal. And then you turn to Tess Yadal and you say, the other Lecha Mishnah, which is, like, what's going on? How does he, how, what does this have to do with Bitui and the Chapayim and Beis? He's being the Mayit Havaminas that don't exist. Why would they exist? Right? And let's also remember the question that the Rimigash, the Rashi, the Tosas asked in Shuas HaPikadon, which is, how come the Gemara doesn't, you know, feel the necessity to discuss this question regarding Shuas Eidos? And the answers that they give are technical answers. Right? I was trying to suggest, oh, because these Rambams are connected. I'm just adding to that now, trying to show that for the Rambam, in a way, the Gemara, or the Rambam says, basically, there is a Havamina. And there's a maskana. Just like in Shuas HaPikadon, there's a Havamina and there's a maskana. Each of these sugyas, right, is connecting and therefore expanding one from the other. Okay? And in the end of the day, there still is a difference between them. And that's important as well. Okay, so this phenomenon, which you've seen in, I think we're seeing in the Gemara and the Rambam's understanding of the Gemara regarding Karka, and regarding the question of Mezid and Asra, is something that we find in other things as well. So for example, I made a bit of a fuss about the fact that if you look at the Mishnayos on Lamed Gimel in Shuas Eidos, and then you look at the long Mishnah, right, the only Mishnah in Shuas HaPikadon, right, I mean the way it's printed in our Gemaras, obviously Tosfos had it printed differently, but that doesn't matter. So it's interesting that you have two cases that overlap on the question of language versus substance in terms of ribui karbonos, right? You have the chitin, kusmin, saorim, right? That you have in both. And what else do you have in both? What else do you have in both? Chamisha pa'amim regarding... I could say, milva, you know, mecher, aveda, right? You have that in both. But you don't have, in the Mishnah, in Shuas Eidos, the question of ribui toanim, right? Which you do have in Shuas HaPikadon. Like, what if, I don't know you, I don't know you, I don't know you, and I don't know you. How about I don't know anus about you, 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 and you? Right? That you do not have. You have it in Shuas HaPikadon. You have it there in the Mishnah?
In the Mishnah.
Lamed Zayin Amud Beis? Or Lamed Vav Amud Beis? Sorry.
Which part of it?
That part. The part about, you know, not to you and not to you and not to you and not to you. So that whole shock levitari you do not have in Shuas Eidos, correct? What you do have in Shuas Eidos is ribui like, you know, Cheftzas, you know, Chitim, Sorim, Kusmin, etc., which you have in both Mishnayos, correct? Yeah? You're agreeing or not?
Yeah.
I don't want to put words in your mouth. Yeah. And Lamed Gimel. How does the Mishnah go in Lamed Gimel?
Because of Aveda, Shvur Sheinu Yodim Lecha Eidos, In Chayven Ela Achas, Shvur Sheinu Yodim Sheish Lecha Biad Ploni Pikadun Sumisyad Gezel Baveda Chayven Ela Klachas Vachas.
Keep going.
Mashbiani Alecha Mimlo Tavo Yisuduni Sheish Li Biad Ploni Pikadun Chitin Usaorin Kusmin Shvur Sheinu Yodim Lecha Eidos In Chayven Ela Achas, Shvur Sheinu Yodim Lecha Eidos Sheish Lecha Biad Ploni Chitin Usaorin Kusmin Chayven Ela Klachas Vachas.
So that's on the Mishnah on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, and that is also on the Mishnah on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. But listen, what's not on the Mishnah on Lamed Gimel that is in the Mishnah on Lamed Vav is this issue of Ribui Toanim, and also this discussion: do you have to say Shvua Bachrona? You don't. You do. And is that also only in the Ribui Toanim, or is that carry over to the other stuff? Also not so clear, right? Ah, but in the Rambam, this is why I'm quoting. Why we're reviewing this now. I just wanted to point out that the Rambam does add that case, the Shavuos Eidos. Now again, before we get to that, one could have said that maybe it could be, one could say one of two things, right? Or one of three things, right? One is, Divrei Mishnayos Saniyim B'Makom Echad V'Ashirim B'Makom Acher, right? And there's no reason to be Mechalik. So, okay, we'll save a little ink. Why we save ink on that case and not save ink on the other case? Not sure. The opposite thing to say, like, you know, for looking for trouble, which we usually are, is, oh, you know, this is indicative, you know, this is a fault line. Right? You know, it's one thing to split up, you know, regarding mechaibim, cheftas that are mechaibim, or just cheftas, and it's quite something else to split up, you know, toanim. Why? Or in other words, this is a gufa, a difference between Shvuas HaPikadon and Shvuas HaEidos. Maybe when it comes to, it's an interesting objective question, right? You know, when you steal multiple things at the same time, you know, is that considered one theft or multiple thefts? That's one question. And then it's parallel. When you, you know, are testifying, you know, about not an integrated components, let's say, but one that, you know, in theory, you know, could also be individuated or broken up. How many shvuos? How many gezels is that? How many shvuos is that? How many adios is that? And how many shvuos is that? Now, these are the questions that we're dealing with, right? So, oh, but is it illogical to think that maybe you could be mechalek between that and toanim? Maybe when it comes to multiple toanim, lekula lechumra, right? When it comes to multiple toanim, right? So, is that make it different gezels? Is gzela defined by the gazlin or by the nigzalin? Maybe it's broken up by the nigzalin. Or what about eduyos? Or what about distinguishing between eduyos and gezels? Right? If my testimony, obviously, there's something to integrate it. Let's say, you know, shudfim or something, the maisa, you know, that, you know, we're not talking about things that are presumably totally disparate. So let's say there's a certain action that took place, a physical action to testify about, and it affects, you know, five people, right? But is that five different testimonies, or is that one testimony? And that's the parallel question to gezela. And can you be mechale between Eidos and Gezel? Makes sense. You might be able to in either direction. But it also may be true that if the mechaibim are different, like, you know, from a Choshen Mishpat point of view, as opposed to from a Shvua point of view, you might be mechale. But that, assuming that the omission, right, might be significant. So what I'm saying is, assessing this difference, this discrepancy, you could say, you know, that's curious and irrelevant. Because Divrei HaMishnah is Aniyim b'makom echad v'ashirim b'makom acher. That doesn't mean there are no differences between Shvuos Eidos and Shvuos HaPikadon. It means that whatever differences there are, right, this is not one of them, because this is, this one way or another gets resolved by the by the common denominators or overlapping parts, right? And then the lack of Mishnah is new. Or you could say that this is an important discrepancy. If it's an important discrepancy, it could be explained logically in two different ways. One is, it's not the weight of the Choshen Mishpat versus the weight of the Hafla. We've had this in other examples of this, right? It's the nature of the particular Choshen Mishpat as opposed to the particular... it's the nature of one particular Choshen Mishpat as opposed to another. It's the difference between Eidos and Gezel. Or, it's the difference not between Eidos and Gezel, but between a heavier accent on Shavua or Choshen Mishpat. Having said all that, so it's curious that the Rambam, you know, decided that this is part of the common denominator and overlap, and he also admits, right, that it's an issue. What do I say? Why am I saying that? So look at Perek Tes Halacha Tes Vav and Tes Zayin, and it's interesting. It's right after, you know, Komakom Shamaru Patu Mishuas Eitus Avakai Mishuas Bitui. We were talking about a second ago, which we'll talk about again in a minute. So the next halacha is Majbiani Alechem and Lotovovitoinu, Sheish Biad Ploni Pikadun Sumetsiad Gezel Aveda. We're talking, this is Perek Tes, so this is Shua Sa'edis, right? Shua Shenu Yodam Lechaydis and Achai Velacha. Shua Shenu Yodam Lechaydis, Sheish Biadi Pikadun Sumetsiad Gezel Aveda, Chayavan Kalachas Yachas. Fine. That's a Mishnah. Le Megillah. But then halacha tazayin majbiyan alechem elot tovav itodi sheyesh li biad ploni chitim sar mekusmin. That's also the Mishnah. Shua shenu liyodim lucha edos in a chayv alachas. Shua shenu liyodim lucha edos sheyesh biadi chitim sar mekusmin chayv na kolachas viachas. Then comes halacha yidzayin. The chayin im tovu osan rabim lahayid lahem vaomru shua shenu liyodim lucha edos in a chayv na laachas. Olacha 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 chayv na kolachas viachas. Then he adds the words kederach shabiyarnu b'shvuas apikadon. So he has it, where the Mishnah omits it. It's not in the Gemara. And then he adds, Kederach Shabiyarnu B'Shvuas HaPikadon. Because he knows that it doesn't... Now again, why didn't you say Kederach Shabiyarnu B'Shvuas HaPikadon in Kusmin and in, what do you call it? Gezel and Tzumasyad and Milva and so on. Unless you think that the words Kederach Shabiyarnu B'Shvuas HaPikadon goes on everything. It doesn't sound that way. I think that's the Rambam's acknowledgement. The Rambam's saying, I know how to read Mishnayos as well as you do, maybe better. Right? Probably. You wrote a parish on Mishnayos. Right? So obviously he, you know, felt it was an independent discipline worthy of its own parish. That's an interesting point. So he's saying, I know that. I've also come to the conclusion here that this particular omission, while intriguing, right, is not normative. It's kederach, and he says it on this one case. And the question is, why? Again, if you look at the Kesa Mishnah, he notices it, right? Mishnah l'inin pikadon v'perek shvuas ha'pikadon, and then the Kesa Mishnah adds v'yesh l'ilmod misham l'shvuas ha'edus. Okay. Of course, it's more curious in the Mishnah is, I mean, the Rambam has the luxury of saying, you know, kederech shepirashnu or biarnu b'shvuas ha'pikadon, because he already editorially, significantly, in my opinion, less so for the Kesa Mishnah, right, flipped the order, as we've discussed many times. Right, the Mishnayos go the other way. You can't say about the Mishnayos kederech shebiarnu, you know, because they're out of order. For the Rambam, the order makes, unless you think he's flipped it all just for that, but not likely. But it is interesting, is what I'm trying to say. It's an interesting admission and an interesting reality. I think that the point of it for the Rambam is, again, consistent. I'm going to make big chilukim, or subtle chilukim, between Shavuos Eidos and Shavuos HaPikadon, including the fact that I'm going to flip the order, and so on. But part of that story is to bring them closer together, is to for you to understand first that these are both a certain kind of hybrid, right? And that hybrid character, right, also is expands the common denominator. And that's what he's doing. Okay, so another one of these, since we're in a position to assess this, is the question of tviya b'shvuas ha'pikadon. Right? Zayin hei, which we touched, we didn't mention yet, but do you need a tviya in shvuas ha'pikadon? You need a tviya in shvuas ha'edus, that's for sure. I mean, that comes from psukim. Right? Nefesh ki techata, v'shama kol Allah, right? V'hu eido ro yada, v'nemo yagid v'nasa v'no. A lot of time to spend on that pasuk, right? A lot in that pasuk, it's a better way to say. So, v'shama kol Allah, right? That's number one. And number two, right? Im lo yagid, the lamed vav aleph, right? Im lo yagid, v'nasa v'no. So there has to be, whether it's mipiatzmo or mipiacherim, right? It seems like Shvuas Ha'edus on some level has to be a response to a tviya. Correct? What about Shvuas Ha'pikadon? Well, in the psukim, there's no pasuk. You know, can you say Divrei Torah, Niyim b'makom echad v'yashirim b'makom acher? I mean, people do. It's a question that comes up all the time. But, you know, if we're hypersensitive about the language or omissions or order of the Mishnayos, then we could be, you know, infinitely, and I mean that literally, you know, more hypersensitive about the Lashon of Mikra, because that's, you know, that's the Rabban Shalom's, you know, Nisuach, right? So it's an interesting point. In the Psukim, there's no v'shama kalala, and there's no imlo lo yagid. Right? So it's not obvious at all that there should be a tviya. Right? If the mechaivim are similar, again, you also may have said that it's a special din, the tviya is a special din in the chi of Haggadah. Right? And for the Rambam, in some respect, this seems to be the case, because remember that the Rambam did think that there was a chi of tviya in Dinei Maminus for Chi of Haggadah, separate from Korban Shvuas Ha'edus. Remember? Perek Aleph, Hilchos Edus. Especially the way the Chinuch understood it. But Pashtus, again, between Sefer Mitzvos and the Rambam, the Perek Aleph, Hilchos Edus, it does seem like the Chi of Haggadah itself requires a Tviya. From the Choshen Mishpat point of view, just compare it, just, you know, the differences between the Choshen Mishpats, that might be a very big difference between Shvuas HaPikadon. Let's even the Gezel, in other words, of does the Gezel of Shvuas HaPikadon like the Chi of Haggadah of the Shvuas HaEdus require Tviya? Not so obvious. Right? On the other hand, the more we think that it's a, you know, that it's, you know, there's this uneasy, not uneasy, there's this, you know, dialectical hybrid, you know, model that Shvuas Ha'edus and Shvuas HaPikadon, you know, share a lot of. With this, still the Choshen Mishpat parts are different, maybe the weight is different. Those are certainly reasons to be mechalek. Right? But before you get to the mechalek, right, the overlap part, you know, is an interesting question. So maybe even though it's not in the psukim and it's not so odd, from a Gezel point of view, or from a combination of Shvua and turning Shvua into Gezel, or at least Gezel into a type of Shvua, right, which I think is more accurate for the Rambam. Does that require, you know, so that it's not simply Bitui, maybe that he'd be responding to the charge, you know, of a Gezela, that there'd be a defensive component, not just his own initiative, or any initiative is good enough? I mean, I'm asking from a pure Gezel point of view, if a person is Nijba L'Sheker, you know, about, like the guy comes to court on his own, he just claps on the bima or whatever, and he says, or in court or out court, he makes a, you should know, or, you know, whoever's interested, I'm taking Shvua D'Oraisa, Kofetz V'Nijba, right, I don't know, I don't, you know, have any obligations to plumb. Is that two shvuos bituyesque, or since he really does and he's using a shvua, is that still Gezel? Or is that, but I'm asking the same question from the perspective of is it a bitui shel Gezel even? Is it a mechayiv enough for mechayiv of gzela? Is it enough for the mechayiv of bitui shel gazel as opposed to gazel simply al yedei bitui? I don't know. I'm not sure. I just know that it's not in the psukim. What I also know is that Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rimi Gash, right, on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, both say pretty clearly, right, that Shavuos HaPikadon doesn't have this kind of a din, doesn't have any requirement of Tamiya. Oh. However, what about the Rambam? The strange Rambams, and again, you know, some of the Nosa Kalim note it. Zion, hey. Echa nishba achar shetavo balamamon, o nishba me'atzmo, apapi shalot tva'o. Now again, nishba me'atzmo is fine, that's me'piatzmo. Right? But, you know, do you need a tviya to trigger this whole thing, to get it off the ground, to give it some choshen mishpat? You know, mechayev or / character? Do you? Alphabet Shalot Tavo sounds good. Except that, then he goes, Ketzad, Kagon, Shekidim V'Yomar, Lama Tahole Chacharai. Right? Not so simple. Klum Yesh Lecha B'Yadi Mamon. Like, what do you want? What do you follow? The guy's stalking him, right? He wants to get a court order against that guy. He's stalking me. Wherever I go, this guy is like in the background. Right? So he says, what do you want? Well, leave me alone. Like, why are you following me? Do I owe you money? Shvur shein lach b'chadi money. Mamon. He says, I'll take a shvur d'araisa. Right? Hareza chayim b'shvur sabikadam. Hoil v'kafar v'nishba afa b'shalo t'vozeh. So the Rambam's acknowledging that there's no din or no requirement of tviya like there is exactly in shvur seidus, but he seems to require some sort of a response, right? You know, it's almost like a self tviya. Next Rambam, Echad anishba lebala mamon atzmo o lishlucho haba beharsha aso. Yes, mean nishba lebala mamon or to a shliach haba beharsha aso. Ooh, sheshlucho shonim kemoso. Ooh, hey, what is all that? What do you mean? Why does it have to be nishba lebala mamon if he doesn't need a tviya? Let him just go to Beis Din and clap on the bima. Right? So, no, it has to be that the guy's stalking him, or that he's nishba libala mamon. I guess that's part of being nishba libala mamon. But moreover, as this we know a lot about, ola shlucho haba b'harsha. First of all, what does it mean, shlucho haba b'harsha? So, I mean, we discussed this already. Right? Is harsha shlichos? Is it harsha? I'm sorry, is harsha shlichos? Is it kinyan? What is it? And we decided for the Rambam, it's in the Chushluchim, that it's probably an advanced level of Shlichus. But okay, this language is doubly significant, triply significant. Why? The whole discussion of Harsha is where? Yitzi? Shur Seidus. Because you need? How does it come in? Mipia Taveya. That's the Sugya Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleh. I mean, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Right? I don't know if it's too late for Chazara or not. Right? The Misha says, what? You can have a third party? If the third party can't say, come to court and testify that he's a Kohen, that he's a Levi, right? But, and if it was Choshen Mishpat, then he was time. If he was saying, come to court and testify that you owe him money, that, you know, for this reason, for that reason, that would be okay. It says, Asher lo lo yagid. You need me pia tobeya. Right? Answers the Gemara, Bibo Barsha. And then we spent quite, you know, a couple of, I don't know, whatever it was. Again, why is Shulchos Shonim Kemosa not enough? These are the two places in Shas that require Harsha, La Baldron Didi Adam Babakama, and here, right? What does Habba Harshliach Habba Harsha have to do with Shulchos HaBikadon? Doesn't appear in the Gemara at all. Anyway. Moreover, when it comes to Shavuos HaEidus, look what the Rambam did here. This is the Dosa Kalim point out. What did the Rambam do when it came to Shavuos HaEidus? He took out the Harsha, right? Even though it's against the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Shalach Miyad Abdo. It seems to be against the Mishnah. Right, it's the Rabbi Abad and the Balamor problem, too. fine. But the Rambam, what he did was, in Perek Tes, he took out the Harsha. So what, he puts it back in Shavuos HaPikadon, where there's no din at all? And he has Shlucho Habo B'Harsha'aso, Shesh Shlucho Shalom Kemoso? Either way, I mean, it doesn't matter what you want to say about all these things. These are all apparent anomalies or subtleties in the Rambam. Okay. I'm also trying to put them all together to say something a little complex, but that I think is true. But even if I'm wrong about all of that, it's still worth, you know, if you're a Rambam reader, all these are legitimate insights. The legitimate horrors, that's for sure. So of course, once again, who do you have again? The Lechem Mishnah, I believe, right? Yeah. This is the best. Okay. Here. Echad Nishbal, very long piece of the Lechem Mishnah, right? Kosav Rab Kesef Mishnah, Nafkele Hala Rabbeinu. I mean, the Kesef Mishnah already, right? It starts with that. Kesef Mishnah says, where did the Rambam get this from? Near the Aleph Lamid Garcinim Perek Shavuos Ha'Edus, Ala Lamid Hey, Shilach Biad Avdo, Osh Amalei Nitva Mashbiyani Aleichem, Shim Tavo, etc. That it's Yaakov Yotam Im Lo Yagid V'Nasavo No. Amrab Lazar, Im Lo Yagid, Im Lo Yagid V'Nasavo No. Ha'im La'acher Lo Yagid Potter, Mashin Pikadon, De Loksiv Im Lo Yagid Chayiv, Kedekai Melon, B'chol Torah Kula, Shlucho Shonim Kimoso. Okay. That's why you don't need Harsha, Shulchan Aruch Kamosa. That would be fine if the Rambam wrote you need a Harsha and Shavuos Ha'Edus. And he said, but you can Shluch Abad Harsha, so Shulchan Aruch Kamosa, whatever that means, bad language maybe, inaccurate it would be, right? But okay. Instead, as the Lechem Mishnah points out, there are two problems. Number one, what's this Ratzach Rav? What's this, you know, this he doesn't ask, but what's this, you know, line of, you know, of Nishbala Bala Mamon. And if anything, the Rambam flipped. If you were just to read the Rambam and not know the Gemaras, you would think that Harsha is a greater requirement than Shavuos HaPikadon than it is in Shavuos Ha'Edus. Right? But we do know the Gemaras, so what we probably really know is that the Rambam is overcompensating. You know, it's his way of saying in Shavuos Ha'Edus, the gap between Shavuos Ha'Edus and Shavuos HaPikadon is not as great as the sugya would imply. He's expressing that by kind of dropping Harsha completely in Shavuos Ha'Edus, and by mentioning Harsha, Tokidei Dibur of Shulchan Shonim Kemoso, but requiring some sort of shlichus at least, and mentioning Harsha, like the function of Harsha, it's almost like the Rambam is saying, the function of Harsha can be accomplished by Shulchan Shonim Kemoso in Shavuos HaPikadon. Okay, but, what? Right? But again, Lechem Mishnah doesn't say that, but he does say part of it. Kasav Harav Kesav Mishnah, Nafka Lehalu Rabbeinu, Mimai Darminim Beperek Shavuos Ha'Edus, Sholach Biyad Avdo, Shomlem Nitva Mashbiyan Aleichem, da-da-da-da-da. Right. Nafka Hasam Goli Kro. Right. The Kashali Tuva, after quoting the Kesav Mishnah, who says, oh, he got this from Shavuos Ha'Edus, that it's only Shavuos Ha'Edus. Right? Fine. Kashali Tuva, Dile El Minei, Gabi Matsisin, Mashbiyan Aleichem, Shish Ploni Koni Hikshu Begemara, da-da-da-da-da. Ad shishim piyad tovei, but tirtzor marshul baba harsha, the hikshur omer nahar doi, the kosu shomatosis, the afagot kaim lub demur shashliach shavya, mikom makom ap shliach lo mahani, gabi shua says mikom makom baba harsha, mahani, vim kain, eh kosu rabbeinu, the shliach shom baba harsha, beinan, afilu blo baba harsha nami, the baba harsha afilu shua sa edos di kakra la yagid mahani, shua sa begotten kivit alay kakra, vadai shulcha shonim kemosa, afilu blo harsha, Vadrinu leklalin kidekasav rava kesem v'sukasha. Rabbeinu kasav lekaman v'perik tes eino edim chayav m'shuas eino sanjich v'yishbu achar tviyas baldino shlucha mash v'dishliach mahani gabi shuas eino v'hefech hanever b'gemara because it says you need harsha. V'sukasha, v'div Rabbeinu. Amai nakat l'milsei hacha gabi shuas apikadon sheba acharav shekasav ketsad kagon shekida v'yomar lama taholech v'bha'ika l'miti v'lama d'davke b'shu d'rotz acharav Tava ketava mahani of a low rats low. Kedav sol kedaitach ulefia emes enochein. Midakamer bereshit olishna nishva miatzma to be shalot tvo Mashubiloshim to be a klal mahani. I mean, the Rambam, if you know, in the Gemara you could say that, but the Rambam already wrote you don't need a tzviya. Then he ruined it by giving this example. In the Gemara, it's the opposite. They have this example, and then they say, "Oh, don't get too excited. You know, you don't need the stalker." We're just trying to explain that the stalker, right, isn't midin tzviya. The Rambam wrote, "You don't need a tzviya," and then he wrote the stalker case, right? The kimin shekein hayla lasum hamashal afilu shaloya ba'achrav with tvoa. And they love Pogabov Yamachay. Even if you need him, I'm not sure how you know you even need that. Maybe you go to Bezdin and you clap on the Bima. or you just, maybe you don't even go to the Bezdin, just go to clap on the Bima. Right? Okay, maybe you need his presence. You'll see in a minute, that's a lack of mission of things. Okay? But you don't need to be Ba'achra. Miulazay Yeshlomad Rabbeinu Urcha de Milson Nakat Velo. Niti Bahaki Shekvar Gila Davar Bilashono. Right, and so on. Shalach be'arabda, there's a difference between a shliach on the shvua, shviach on the tviya, shviach on the gviya. Some of the things that we said at the time for the Rabbi Avad and for the Balamor. Fine. That explains that. The Zeo Shekosav Rabbeinu. They don't mean it. But Masha Kosar Rabbeinu Kan, the Shliach Abba Harsha Mahani Hocha, Mishim the Islay Apa Gav. This is Kedesh. Ain't Sark Shashbiu Hatovea Oshiyitvelo, Mishim the Amar Krav Kichesh Mamiso. That's again, it's a good line. Koldehu. So we need it. That doesn't say. It says a Kichesh Mamiso. It doesn't say anything about a Tzviya. So Asher, you know, but not. Not so low im lo yagid lamed vav aleph, right? Mashma k'rav binu b'shul seidus mikomakom beinon shetei shvua b'fnei bal davar the v'kichesh b'amiso mashma shu omed sham v'kichesh bo says the lecha mishnah is a requirement, and that's what the Rama means when he says echad nishba lebala. He doesn't say this, but this is what he means. Lebala mamon. There's a din. You can't clap on the bima, not in Beis Din, not certainly not in the shul, or in the Beis HaKnesses, or Beis HaMedrash, not even in Beis Din. You need the presence of the Baal. That's a chiddush. Doesn't say that anywhere explicitly. He's darshaning Talmud Dekra, not Talmud Dekra. He's darshaning, right? Well, I get in trouble with Ilan, right?
And me.
What?
Ilan and
me. And you, both. Yeah, correct. So I'd be careful. So not he's darshining, he's being darshinan kra, not talmud kra. The kichesh bo, that could just mean, you know, who is the person who, you know, who suffers from the hakasha, or you know whose chiyuv it is. He's saying no, it requires the presence of the baldava, and that's why ratzach rav is important. Ratzach rav is considered presence, and that's why says the lecha mishnah. That's an amazing. These are all amazing lacha mishnas. So, you know, you need a shliach or baba harshaso. Okay? Ilkach binon sheyamod sham o shlucho tav kamos azesh kosav kiva to have a shlucha balik vos mamono lezek kari benu baba harshaso komer enu shliach l'inyan lashbi olivad, just like in the other way in Shavuos Eidos. Ale shliach be'inyan amamo tav kebal dover atzmo ki eichid amin l'mishvos Eidos ben chiluk ben pikadon l'Eidos el de sham tzark shiit v'enu ohu o shlucho v'kan tzark shiya sham ohu o shlucho kasav rabbeinu baba harsha v'lo pira shiya harsha v'metalfili. That's another issue, why v'metalfili to kafri, yes or no, why does he omit it? That's an interesting part of the Lech Mishnah as well. Good. But what I think is, I think all this is true. I just want to take it tzad nosaf, and that is that this is a pattern in the Rambam, that he is the most sensitive to the distinctiveness of these two, but only after establishing the commonality, right, the overlap between them. They're hybrids, and maybe part of the hybridness, part of the Choshen Mishpat hybridness of the Shvua, right, requires the status of the Baal Davar. Again, it's not exactly the same as in Shavuos Eidos. There it's expressed by the Chiyuv Agada, right? The Chiyuv Klape, that person. And here, it's I'm okay with the Lechem Mishnah's distinction. the kichesh bo, not just his interests, but bo, the gavra, the cheftz of the gavra, whatever you want to call it, you know, his presence. But I don't think it's a coincidence that the Rambam's downplaying harsha in Shuas Eidos where it exists, and upgrading Shluchos Shon Kemoso and mentioning harsha in Shuas Abikado where it doesn't exist. I don't think it had to be that way, even for the Rambam. He still could have said, the din of Tzvi is a special din of Chiyuv Agada, nothing to do with Shuas HaPikadon, and you can get the hybrid in there. Who am I to judge? I'm just saying. But in reconstructing, once again, this is the pattern of what the Rambam is doing. Okay. So we have it in Hasra. We have it in I think, Karka. And even Einish by Makfiras Karka, we have that, the differences, but only after the equation. We have it in Hasra in both directions, in the Perek Tes and in the Perek Zayin part of the Hasra issue. We have it in Tvia, we have it in Kimosha Biarnu Bishwasa Pikadon, right, in terms of Ribui Tovin. And then, of course, again, just to remind everybody, we have it very much in the relationship to Bitui. Right? Because the Rambam does mention that when there's no Eidus, there's Bitui. And he mentions that when there's no Pikadon, there's no Bitui. Right? So what's fascinating is that we previously were trying to build up, I went through a lot of Rambams in the first semester, as I recall, trying to show how his presentation of that difference in a subtle way, I think, is unmistakably different. Unmistakably is accentuating the difference. Namely, that in Shuas HaPikadon, it's lingering in the background, and it's befoal. Whenever there's no befoal Shuas HaPikadon, there is going to be Shuas Bitui. And in Shuas HaEidos, you have to be the shame Shuas HaEidos, whatever that criterion for being a shame Shuas HaEidos without befoal Chiyuv is, right? We discussed a bunch of cases, but there's going to be Shuas Bitui only when there's no shame Shuas Eidos. It doesn't depend on Befoal. And that's why he writes it differently, the cases are different, the Arnapkamina, etc. That's what we played up in the first Zman. However, having said that, and again, we also noted the Kuntrasa Arayos, I think Ellie brought it to our attention at the time, who says exactly the opposite. That's much easier to trigger Shuas Eidos' Bitui than Shuas HaPikadon's Bitui. Okay, great. Fine. However, what I want to just add now is that it is interesting, it's not so much the Rambam, but the Nosei Kelim. And that is that there are really two different Gemaras about this issue. We noted this at the time, right? The Gemara in Chafei Amud Beis is where the Gemara deals with the relationship between Shuas Eidos and Shuas Bitui. The Gemara, the very, very end of the Masechta, the last daf of the Masechta, last amud of the Masechta, remind everybody again, right? Mem Tesomid Beis, right? Omar the Shomer, Echon Shori, Omar Rav, the Kulam Peturim Shuas Shomer, the Chayavim Shum Shuas Bitui, right? That's where Tosis asked this question. Tema, Nema Yatzal Lidam B'davar Chala, Shrein the Chabal Echidusha, Kanamina Meper Gimel. Gabi Shuas Eidos, V'nir Elid, Lo Dami, Hasim Yatzal HaKel, Abel HaKad Yatzal HaKmir, correct? What's going on? There are two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in the third Perek about Shuas Eidos, and there's a Gemara in the very, very, very end, practically the end of the Masechta, right? The last Amud of the Masechta about Shuas HaPikadon. And what is Tosfos essentially asking? How come there are two Sugyas? Right, why isn't this all integrated in Chafei Amud Beis? Now, to assess Tosfos's answer, that's kind of an open question. Right? Is Tosfos just saying, well, technically we wouldn't have known, we would have said differently, Kamash Malan, it's the same din? Or, maybe for the technical reason that we can't apply Chafei Amud Beis, maybe it also works different. That's what we talked about at the time. And at the time I was trying to explain that the subtle differences in the Rambam, how often he mentions it, where he mentions it, in what connection he mentions it, are because he too felt there were two completely different sugyas. And that's why. However, what I did want to say was that if you look at the Nosei Kelim on Tes Yudalid, right? They are nota to think Tes Yudalid is Shavuos Eidos, right? Same halacha. There's so much in each halacha of the Rambam. It's just amazingly inspirational, right? You know, same halacha of the Rambam. Read five different times, and each time you find a different word, a different. That's what we're doing today. The same problem that we read before. We were talking about the Lechem Mishnah and the additions and the connection to that problem. This is the Rambam also about Bitui, right? And so on. So it's fascinating. This is not the Rambam, but this is it's fascinating for the Nosek Kalim. The Kesef Mishnah says, "What's the makar kol makom shamaru patur mishuas eidus avachai mishuas bitui?" He doesn't quote Kapayim and Beis right away. What does he say? Besof shvuos plukta de rabu shmuel malachik karab biisurei. No mar kulim patur mishuas shomrim v'chayav mishum shuas bitui. V'ikal lemelech mehasam lepturim mishuas eidus. Masha Kosov al Machuyev Shuas Eidus and Chayv, etc. Oh, that's Chafei Amid Beis. Meaning, Kesef Mishnah is saying this Rambam doesn't think that there is that the Gemara Mem Kesef Amid Beis is limited to Shuas Apikadon, possibly. And same with the Radvaz. Hare Kvar Kasavnu Zeh B'Shuas Apikadon. Right, that's how he starts. Utnan B'Chayev Rozdon Hashvua. And then he says, "Vamina b'shili shavuos amarav b'kolim p'tur b'shuas shomrim b'chayav b'shuas bitui shuul amarav p'tur b'shuas bitui kaimelon karav uksiv hayaki yechta v'yashem la'achas meila alachas v'chayav yatum shu korban yatum b'chayav gamal shuas bitui chafem and beis u'kvar kasavti shadavar tamua shatiko akasav mimalkas achamur v'midu al korban akal ho l'viyorit." Again, that's a question which we can deal with. Fine. And Lechem Mishnah we discussed. So the point is, here again, why do the Nosek Kalim, you know, think, you know, that Mem Chesum and Beis, you know, was a makar for Tes Yudalid? The Radvaz on the Kesef Mishnah. I could just be wrong. Given the differences in the way the Rambam formulate, that one you could just say is not correct. But again, the tendency, in addition to generally, like, you know, sounds like the same halacha, I would add that for the Radvaz and the Kesef Mishnah, maybe an added impetus, you know, consciously or subconsciously, is that the Rambam all the time, even as he's making distinctions, is equally, if not more so, drawing equations. Right? So again, we talked about, you know, what Amen means in both, etc. So having said that, just one more point, and that is a distinction. We should, you know, finish on the distinctiveness part. That is, again, when the Rambam, but again, the phenomenon, especially in the Mefarshei Rambam, when the Rambam speaks about, you know, the Kofar B'Mamon Sheish Alav Shtar and Edim, in Shavuos HaPikadon versus Shtei Kitei Edim, you know, before you get to, you know, Krovin bin Shosem and Shosem Gosasim, meaning the Sugya and Lamed Gimel, and in Shavuos HaPikadon of Kofar B'Mamon Lamed Zayin, and once again, it's interesting that some of the Nosek Kalim just read it that it's the same halacha fundamentally. I mean, the Rambam paskens Kofar B'Mamon sheyesh alav edim is chayav in Shavuos HaPikadon, and he paskens that shtei kitei edim, if they're not krovim bin shoseyem in Shavuos HaEdus, is potter. So some of the Nosek Kalim, and that's the problem, the same problem that Tosas asks, what's the difference, right? So some of the Nosek Kalim give the technical answers that the Balei Tosas give maybe that the Ramban gives, right? Is it, you know, Issa Kaman? How worried are you? You know, or is there a qualitative difference between solving the case this way or that way? But again, the language of the Rambam, it's very interesting, just a note. Where is it? Yud Tesbav. Let's start with Ches Yudalad, okay. Shvusa Pikadom, Ches Yudalad. Hoysa Olav Milva Be'edim Dovad, Bekafar Benishba, Chayev Beshvusa Pikadom. Shehare Potar Atzmo Bekfiraso Milashalem Ata. Okay, that word Ata now is not a word that appears in the Gemara. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam, or that part of the Chiddush of the Rambam. Meaning there's going to be a delay. And then he adds, because obviously, I guess, you know, a delay is Kfiras Mamon. The Apapi Shekeshiyabo Ha'edin is Chayv L'Shalom V'Nimsa Shelo Ho'ila Lo Kfiraso Hare Ho'ila Ba'ata. Okay, just, you know, we're always amazed by the Rambam, right? The temporary is significant too. And then he adds, and it's hard to know whether this is an additional factor or this is one of the reasons that gives, I suspect, that this is one of the reasons that makes Ata more of a chalos, because sometimes if you don't do it now, you're not going to have it later. So that's not just a separate factor. The Shem Elo Yavo Ha'edim, O Yavo V'lo Tiskayim Medusam, O Yifsalu, Ulefika Chay. Okay, so I think that there are two ways to read the Rambam. Right? You could read it the Tosas Ramban way, you know, more pragmatically, and that is, you know, there are hazards here. Like, what's the threshold of the hazard that's required, you know, to distinguish between Kfiras Mamon and Kfiras Dvarim B'Alma? An interesting question, but there are hazards here, and that's all that's going on in the end of the day. And if those same hazards, looking, you know, where we want to go in a second, Perek Yud, don't apply in Shnei Kitei Edim, you know, structurally or practically, meaning practically like Tosis, they are here, they're waiting outside, you know, we know where they live, you know, they're maybe in Medina Sayyam, nobody, we haven't located them yet, etc. That's the practical. Or structurally, as I say, because, you know, better a Hoda in hand than some court case, but here it's a court case either way, it's a court case with them, it's a court case with them. That's more structural. That's certainly a way you can read the Rambam. But I don't think that that's what he means. I think he didn't have to work so hard, if that's what he was saying. I don't think he had to emphasize the Ata. I mean, if the Ata is basically because the real Mechayev is, in other words, in the Rambam is the Shemelo Yavo Edim, O Yavo Velo Tiskay Medusan, O Yifsalu, and therefore Ata is better. But it isn't really Ata. I think the Rambam is saying twice that it's a, okay? It's a din in Ata. It's like, you know, Tokhid Dibur of the, it's like the Sugya Nadar. Or did you say Labriyut? You know, Tokhid Dibur, and then the person sneezes afterwards. That's what I always thought. Anyways, the, oh, Solo Tokhid Dibur, right?
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, what?
It's related to Shavuos.
Yeah, I'm saying
that's
we
did. Time we finish it. Put on the list.
It's on the list.
Yeah. Ezekiel's still first.
Huh? Okay. So we did talk about it a little bit, because Tabatos is a distinction between, you know, Kvira or if it's about the same. We did mention the Sugya in the dark. About Kriya Lames, right? Afterwards. Simultaneity and Chazar.
Like 3 seconds.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah. The memorable 3 seconds. Hopefully. So, again, that doesn't sound like the Rambam is saying, it sounds like the Rambam is saying that regarding Shavuos HaPikadon, the Ata matters. And then he starts explaining, why does Ata matter? The answer is because it can be, in theory, consequential. Are we really worried about those things? Not necessarily, but since they can happen, they make Ata a chalos. I think that's what the words ulefikach, again, in the Rambam is always a loaded term, chayev. It's a dinin Ata, and then the question is, who cares about it? Who says Ata is a chalos? The answer is, you know, because there can be things, right? And therefore, that props up the Ata, elefikachai. The point is that in Perek Yud, or the halacha tazayim, or tazbab, hishbiya shtei kitei edim, shtei ruyos lahayin, kafar kas rishon v'yaka kafar shniya, a rishon p'tur mishuas edus m'p'tei shein somchin al edus shniya. The efshar lahotzi mamon v'edus hakata acheres, v'nimtza zeh anitva eino chayiv l'shalim v'edus elu shekafar levada. So I think that there are two words, again, that stick out in the Rambam that are not in the Gemara, right? Just as there were in Shuas HaPikadon, the word Ata, and all that whole business, and the explanation of the Ata. Here, too, what is the Efshar? What does the Efshar mean? That, again, Efshar can mean one of two things, right? You can, you know, if you say it quietly, the Efshar Lahotzi Mamon, meaning it's like, you know, it's a, what did the guy say yesterday? Who's at the graduation? You know, Zalo Muvan Meilav? Okay. Or Zakei Muvan Meilav, right? So, I mean, the Efshar, you know, you'll be able to collect from him. It's easy. It's accessible. Or does he mean the Efshar? You might be able to. Those are two different readings, right? One is like, you know, it's there, it's handy. You know, there's no problem. There's no chalos. Then the difference already between Shavuos HaPikadon and Shavuos HaEdus is clear. There you're worried. Here you have no worries. Or not enough worries. It's not a threshold for it. But if the Efshar means you might be able to, what do you mean you might be able to, but you might not be able to? Right? If it's the Efshar, not you know, the Muvan Meilav, the Efshar, but the Zalo Muvan Meilav of Al Efshar, right? Right? So, I think if he was trying to speak English, I should try to speak Hebrew. Right. But then it's, what's the key other word? The Efshar Lahotzei Mamon Be'edus Hakata Acheres V'nimtza Zeh HaNitva Eino Chayiv L'Shalim Be'edus Elu The V'nimtzeis Shekafru Levada. Why do we care about Levada? Where does Levada else appear in the Rambam? Knas. Perek Tes. Halacha. Who said that? Dalet, right? How'd you get back there all of a sudden? Okay. I was going to guess that. But okay, Perek Tes, Halacha, Dalet. The Rambam's chiddish about why it is that Majbia, Eide Knas, are Potur. You have it there, Alex? Halacha, Dalet? Again?
Test Dalid?
Yeah. Test Dalid? What?
It was
also an Aleph? Okay. Right. 1 second. Yeah? Levada, correct. Very good. Okay, I didn't even catch that. And then Dalid is Mipneshim Kinam Levada. Right? We point out that's very distinctive and very, very l'shitaso. Correct? So what the Rambam is saying here is, this is the Efshar here in the Rambam, in my opinion, isn't, you know, like Efshar Bakal, Muvan Meilav. You know, maybe you'll be able to, so it isn't Levada, because it's another factor. Etc. Okay. So isn't that totally, I mean, there he's explaining, in Shavuos HaPikadon, he's explaining, you know, he's working hard to explain why Ata, twice the word Ata, matters. But it's a din in Ata. Right? Even temporarily rather. And in Shavuos HaEdus, you know, they might die. They might, you know, found the same Sveikos. Efshar, but it's Levada. And it's the same Levada as Tes Aleph and Tes Dalet. And again, the Lecha Mishnah jumps in. Is it the Lecha Mishnah? Or maybe not. What were they just reading? Yud Tesvav. Yud is Kesem Mishnah. I thought Lecha Mishnah. No, Kesem Mishnah doesn't say anything here. It says Mishnah Gemara Sham. That's not very helpful. The Lecha Mishnah. Vim Tomar Halo Ukma. The Perek Shavuos HaPikadon Nagzeres Hashem B'Korban and Shosei Melu L'Rabba. Right? We don't hold this way. He says, oh, that's a Bali Tosis's question already. Bye. And what did the Bali Tosis say? Davagam the Kamikom Mokom Hechad Yisnayu Beidim the Kamon Shila Tamud Davakir Storm Bial. Nira Kavanasam the Kivit Yisnayu Kamon Lake a time of the Maisi Eidim. In Toma the Dasra Beinu Akati Ikatama. The Fili Idu Shamala Yiskaimu Lotuskai Medusan. The Yipsu Kamosha Kasafti the Perik Zayin Alachachas. Who Kosvel Besof Perik Shmini. Yeshom the Ayri Rabbeinu, the Adanu Shakachnia Hayuksherim Legamri, the Havayodim Haidus Belishum Pickbook, the Hechashayya Kain, Hudom Rabbeinu, the Rishon Ptura. A very attractive and compelling parish in the Rama, Yoni? Of the Lecha Mishnah? The Rama's talking about a case where it happens, and so, what about the case where we happen to know in Shwusa Pikadon that the Edomark Sherim, and they're also here, and they're in good health, and they went to Donald Trump's doctor, and he said, like, you know, no one's ever been healthier than that. Why is the Hecha Timtzi different in Shavuos HaPikadon and Shavuos Edus if it's the Hecha Timtzi? Right? But that's how the Lecha Mishnah leaves it. So, not only do I not like that the Rambam is totally on the Hecha Timtzi, A, B, that somehow the Hecha Timtzi is in one direction here and it's default in the other direction there. I don't see why that should be. But I think it ignores the Ata, the Lefikach, there, and the Levada connected with the Perek Tes Halacha Aleph and Perek Tes Halacha Dalid here. So once again, this works beautifully if we just plug in. Raj, I think I may have said previously that the Lecha Mishnah says that the Rambam holds like the Rajba. I felt badly afterwards. That's not what I meant. What I meant was that the Lecha Mishnah's comments point to the Rambam holding like the Rajba. He himself, Dafka, doesn't say that. So once again, what emerges, I think very, very clearly, is on the one hand the overlap, and at the same time, the subtle difference, but that subtle difference is consequential because of the overlap. Okay. I'm going to have to stop in a minute, so when do we start? At 11?
11:15.
Okay. So, can we go another few minutes? And then maybe I'll try to just get the last piece in. Yeah.
I just wanted to add, if I was the Kesef Mishnah, Tes Aleph,
yeah,
makes it appear on the word Levada itself.
Oh.
And says that the two things that are to exclude is basically the Eidim and Eidim
Tam. Oh, really? He connects them up. Great. Okay. Again, that's nothing new, but that's great.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to put on the official record, because that's exactly, it shows that the Kesef Mishnahs, you know, are reading Rambams the way we are.
Yeah.
Or we're reading them the way he is, to be more precise. But that's great. Thank you. I didn't notice that, and that's really good. The Nosa Kalim are always so insightful. Again, sometimes, you know, they trigger, you know, a counter response, but they notice things, you know, and, that's what good learning is. You know, it's to accumulate those insights, and in some cases to accept the conclusions, and in other cases to open the window for other conclusions. Right. But this is a great example of it. Okay, so let me talk about one other thing in the Rambam, and then we'll stop for now. And then I do still want to speak one more time again. You know, we'll attach it either to before or after or something. You know, maybe we can do it Tuesday. If not, then we'll do it the Thursday. About Shosim, I still want to speak about the Yerushalmi, which I'm not going to get to today. About Shutfin, Shutfin in Shutfin Lovin, Shutfin Malvin.
Where is that Yerushalmi?
Rushalmi is here in Shavuos HaPikadon, and the discussion of it is in the Ramban and the Rush here, and in Hamapkid. Hamapkid Lamed Gimel. There's a suffix in the Gemara in Hamapkid about what happens if you have a shmira by Shomrim Beshutfas, and you know one of them wants to pay and the other one doesn't, and then you find the ganav who gets a kefa. There's also a suffek in the Gemara in Hashoel, Tzadi Zayinu and Beis. I think I'll check. Either Tzadi Bamed Beis or Tzadi Zayinu and Beis. I'll tell you in a second. about balavima when there's shutfin in a pikadon. I think it's not even on the base. Look. Oh, here. I'm pretty sure I wrote that somewhere. It's when is Lama Gimel on the base? And I'm Afkid. The other, I believe, is. I know it's on the show. I think it's Sadi on the base. For some reason, I'm not finding it. There's somebody, look it up. Yeah. Balavima. Looks like a Bala in here. What's that? It could be. Is that where the suffix is? You do what?
They have a bunch of speakers about Balavima.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's maybe that's the one. In Balavima. What's that? Yeah. Where is that? Tzadi Bab Min Aleph?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So it's good we looked it up. Yeah, so that look at that. And the one in, is the other one where I said it, said it's going to be? The Hamafgid one should be like Lamed Gimel? Or is that also going to end up being Omid Aleph? No, Lamed Dalet, sorry. Okay, it has to be Lamed Dalet. No, I'm sorry. It's got to be Lamed Dalet. Yeah. That's Lamed Dalet on the base. And the Ramban there. Okay? And the Yerushalmi here is about, they're discussed at Yerushalmi. You know, if you have two loves, shutfin, right, there are achrayim varboin zalet, what does that mean? We'll have more discussion. It's above a common issue too. It's an interesting question in general. Right, let's say you have two people who are mazik together. Let's say you have two people who lend money together. Let's say you have two people who are shomer together. It's a parallel question, and the question is it identical halacha? In other words, what is that relationship of shutfin? So it comes up here in terms of shvus pikadon, right? Both in terms of loves and malves, right? Namely, are they in combination? Are they corporately, in combination? The full owner is there individual ownership? Are they each half owner? Are there two levels of all of this? Do they own it both as individuals, each half, and collectively, together? And therefore, that's where the backup comes from. Is each shutaf an owner in the whole? Are both shutfim only an owner in a whole? These are very classic. In any culture where you have any legal system where you have shutfas, these are questions you're going to want to ask, right? So balavimo, zechia in kefel. Here we're talking about shvus apikadon, right? Both on the tobeya side and the nitva side of shvus apikadon. Can you be mechalek between these? Probably. That's something to look at. Tosefta in Gittin speaks about it in terms of the Rav Shimon Gamliel, in terms of Shemitas Ksafin. Right? Writing a prosbul. If you have Shnei Lovin and one of them owns Karka, Shnei Lovin Shutfim and one of them owns Karka, do both of them have to own Karka to qualify for the writing of a prosbul for the entire amount or not? Those are like three, four examples. We're not going to go into detail because it's a much bigger topic, but it's the Rishalmi here, and the Rishonim discuss it a little bit. So the Ramban here, the Rosh here, the Ramban Rosh there, the Ran here, etc. That's one thing to look at. I guess I'm going to stop. But the second thing, I'll just take one other quick para. The second thing I still want to speak about, the Balamor Ramban, Rimigash, in the end of the Gemara about, Lesser Pruto, Mitzare, that whole issue, very quickly. Another one of the ribui, chiyuvim, etc. I'm going to talk about that briefly. What else do I want to talk about? I'm going to talk about just for one second a Yichud Kli. What other topic did I say I want to talk about? That was on my list.
Chomish and Kefal.
Yeah, Chomish and Kefal. So we'll talk about that briefly also. Look at Rashi, the Gemara Rashi Tosas there in Baba Kama Samach. Right? That I told you also. Yeah. So we'll talk about that as well. Okay, so just for 1 minute I'm just going to take on Yichud Kli. Maybe we'll speak more about it. But the Ha'ara on Yichud Kli, who saw the Sugya on Yichud Kli? Eitan, you saw it? You get a chance?
Alex?
Didn't see it?
No.
You got a chance? Oh, okay, so it's good. Over some. Moshe? Anybody see it? I'll go the other way.
The Gemara Bava Metzia?
I know that Yakir's son for sure saw it.
What? The Gemara Bava Metzia?
Yeah, the Gemara Bava Metzia.
I saw like Mamish, just the Gemara Rashi.
Okay. No one saw anything? So maybe I'll just leave it for next time. What?
Me and you already did it, but like, I didn't have to do it.
Oh, you did it, but you...
I think
what?
Oh,
okay. Okay. Did you see the Ritva there? The Ramban? No, the Ritva is clear. Okay. So just what's the just very quickly, so we'll just get on the record, and then we'll maybe speak a little more about it. Well, how does it? That's the only Gemara about Yichud Kli, which we know that Tosis on Lamed Gimel and Lamed Ches. And Tosis and Ksubis on Membeis, because in the context of Knas, it's a big issue. Like, how can you talk about Shuas Sapikadon in Knas? You know, where's the Yichud Kli? Or, when the Gemara is comparing the Din Mamon of Shuas Eves to Shuas Apikadon, so the Bali Tosis are always asking, like, you know, where's the Yichud Kli in Shuas Eves? Right? So you say, well, what's Yichud Kli? Right? And if the answer is it's a Gemara in Bav Metzia, Mem Chesam and Aleph, in the context of Azov. What's it doing in Mem Chesam and Aleph, and what is it? Yeah, so this is this famous big, you know, massive, sprawling, you know, knockout, drag out, you know, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish debate, whether Dvar Torah Mos Konos or only Meshicha, correct? And the Gemara wants to bring a raya for Reish Lakish from Shua Sabikadon and Yichud Kli. Well, what's that? What's the raya?
That to specifically designate a Kli because just giving money as a halva is not enough.
Tzumas Siad,
right.
And then they also have a problem with Oshek, okay, so let's say Kvishas Skar Sacher or something like that, there is no Cheftza. So they assume, this is an assumption of the Gemara, that, you know, how can you have Shua Sapikadon if there's no Cheftza? Therefore, there must be Yichud Kli. So if there's Yichud Kli, then have to be a Chalos Yichud Kli. What does that have to do with anything? If for there to be a Chalos Yichud Kli, what does it need to be? Some sort of a Kenyan. Right? So if there's, if you hold a Rabbi Yochanan, the Dvar Torah Mos Konos, so you owe the guy the money, that is the kinyan, even though that's not so pasha. Is that so pasha? Some of the Rishonim point out that isn't so pasha. Why is it not so pasha? You weren't here last year, so you don't have to be held to this, although we did mention it. Nadia wasn't here last year either, but Alex was here last year. Adam was here last year. Avram was here last year. Aaron wasn't here last year, but he was, you know, here for many other years. Josh was here last year. What's the problem? Yeah, exactly. It can't be Makadish B'milba, so if you can't use... and Milba Lotzon, that's the reason they explain in general why you need Yichud Kli. That's how Rashi explains it, right? Rashi says, where's the Gezel or whatever? There's the Milba Lotzon. But the Rishonim, the Chachmei Sfarad, say, why is it so postured according to Rabbi Yochanan that there's no problem of Yichud Kli in the case of Oshek and in the case of Milba, Tzimetziad? You can't be Makadish B'milba. Because of lots on it, no? So presumably you can't, that's not going to work either. What might be the answer to that, according to the people who were here last year? But not for Tosis, but for some Rishonim, maybe, for the Rambam, maybe. What could be the answer? Well, number one, does the Rambam think that Milva works in Magav HaMamkar?
Yes.
Yeah, it just doesn't work in Ishus. That's a Kiddush of the Rimigash again, by the way, in Tshuva and the Rambam. Moreover, there also might be a distinction between Adam, even if you think it's not so clear that Milva can be used to acquire Dine Mamanis, there might still be a distinction between, like we can call Yakira for this, between what and what? Within Dine Mamanis. There might be a difference in Karka Metalpilin, that's a good point. Yeah, I mean, the Rambam does quote this Din, even regarding Karka in Hilchos Metalkalin, the Rambam says that Milva is an effective way to acquire Karka and Metalkalin He says it in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Mechira. Perek Hay and Perek Zayin, both of where he's talking about Metalton. That's the Rav's Diyuk. It doesn't appear in the Igros HaGrid piece, but in the when I heard the Rav say it, that was his super Diyuk. Meaning, how come the Rama has this halacha regarding Metalton and not regarding Karka, and not in Perek Aleph by Karka, even though he applies it to Karka? So that, but that's to explain that it's midin, but it might be midin what? Not midin what? Not midin kesef, but midin mamon. Right? That is not midin, not the formal din, but the din of piron. Right? So it's a metaltalin halacha that might also apply to karka, but it's not a, like, you know, karka nicknames the kesef, which is even a pruta din of kesef. That's like a beautiful explanation. The explanation itself, I think others say, I think pretty much, we pretty much found that that's what Tosfos Sri Hazaken was saying, you know, in Kiddushin in a couple of places, partly. But the placement of the Rambam in Perek Hay and Zion as opposed to Perek Aleph, I think is a terrific deal. Anyways, but that's one distinction. That it's quite, if you all like the Rambam, okay, the Rambam and the Rimigash. But the other distinction also that comes, seems to be in the Rimigash, that the I mentioned the Riazaken and Kiddushin, and possibly that the Rambam also accepts, or might accept, is between Josh? Not so much because between pure milva and a milva that is triggered by having received, like milva shel mecher or milva shel schiras poalim or something like that. That's another. That's the Riazaken. And there's some evidence. Some people think the Rambam holds that way. The Rimi Gash may really hold that way in one of the two results. Okay, so that's an interesting question. If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, why is it so pashut that there's Yichud Kli? Right? How does that fit in with the din? And another answer would be Yoni. This is a question that they ask. If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, why is it so pashut that there's Yichud Kli? After all, what are you going to do? Mekadesh Milvein Mekudeshes, right? And so on. So one answer I'm giving is, well, if you hold that that's a special din in Kiddushin, which doesn't sound like in the Gemara, but that's how the Rambam may paskin. Or if you distinguish between different types of milvas, it doesn't explain every case, but it'll explain some cases, etc. The assumption of the question could maybe a little off. Mainly, why? That's already on the second level. On the first level, you're right, but to say more. For what don't you need? You don't have to apply the same criteria as Mecher or Kiddushin to accomplish
Hava.
Which the Hava is what we're
again all these cases like Get of Asha.
But it's applied to Shuras HaBikonim, but for the category of, I'm just saying, speak more legally clearly. You're totally right in what you're trying to say is 1,000% correct, because I know what you're saying, but you just say it better. You don't. The assumption of the question is that what requires the criterion of hakna and kedusha. Exactly. Who says that yichud kli, which is required in shuas apikadon? That's why I say you're 100% right. What you were saying, but who says that yichud kli? Because yichud kli is a funny kind of a thing anyway, right? It isn't a hakna. It's a kind of a shibud, right? It's a kind of, you know, right now you've de-abstracted, if one can say that. Right, you know, so you've concretized, would be a better way to say it, right? You've concretized this Shavuos HaPikadon case by being miyached kli, right? So does that require the truth is, you can't blame the Rishonim, because really, the Gemara is at fault, not fault. I mean, the Gemara says that somehow Yichud Kli is totally in Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Sounds like Yichud Kli is being assessed, you know, by Kinyanim. But I'm suggesting, if you don't like the Rambam / Riazaken, you know, type response how does Rav Yochanan even going to work? I'm suggesting that yes, you need something in order to accomplish Yichud Kli. Right, it has to be maybe that what you need to do has to use a mode of Kenya. Right, but maybe it doesn't require, you know, the effectiveness of Chalos Kenya. But that also assumes that Milva, you can do a Maisa Kenya on a Milva, or in the shibud of a milva, or in the yichud kli of a milva. You can be miyachid kli for a milva with a kinyan, right? Even though you can't be kone kli. Right? That's a subtle distinction, so it's not obvious. Okay. But the point is, either way, how do you get Mashiach? So the Gemara gives an answer. What's the answer? For Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah. Then they say, Chazer Rifkido. Or then they say, what about Oshek? And well, how come the Torah is Mahader 1? They mention Oshek again, but they don't mention Subasiyat a second time, right? Lively Shaklavatari, the Gemara. What comes out of that one Sugya, it's the only Sugya in Shas, is that Kvir Shibuk, that Shvus Apikadon, the Kichesh Bamiso, requires Yichud Kli. And that Yichud Kli is something that is world connected to the world of Kinyanim, although, since we're talking about a milva, not so simple, right? Something in between, some quasi, a shibud of some sort, or shibud type thing, correct? Good. No one ever asked in the Gemara, like, who, I mean, where they get it from, the Fichesh Bamiso, but how do you know this, and what does it mean? Right? So, does the Rambam have it? Yeah. I mean, if you look at the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, the Gemara and the Psugah there, that's not always proof. When Joey isn't here, so he's, you know, he's the. Oh, Joey's here. Hi, Joey. Okay. So just like, you know, we're Medayik in Besaros Hashasas sometimes. Sometimes, you know, we're, you know, you can, I guess, try to be Medayik in Ein Mishpat, assuming that they're comprehensive. So it doesn't seem like the Rambam has it. I mean, it's not a Mitsuyan there, but just go through Perek Zayin, Perek Ches, Hilchos Shavuos HaPikadon. The Rambam quote Yichud Kli. Seems like not. So, what's the story with that? So the Ritva, I mean the Ramban and the others, but the Ritva is just clearer about it. Said Yoni, says what?
He says that we find cases that are supposed to go that don't really have Yichud Kli.
Right. Typical case of Shavuos HaPikadon does not have Yichud Kli,
right.
But it's only where the Shavuos HaPikadon revolves around what? Around? Typically in a regular case would not require it.
Right.
Okay. It's a little dochik in the Gemara to say that. So like, what's the Gemara? But obviously there has to be a case where there is. So what's the case that does?
Where it would be
Kfiras Dvarim. It would be Kfiras Dvarim. So what's the Din Torah revolving around? In other words, if there's a Din Torah between, the guy says, you owe me, I lent you $100, you're not paying me, you know, I demand that you give me the money, and the guy says, you know, what are you talking about? The Chichesh Bamisa, I take a Shvua, you know, it's not true. Do you need Yichud Kli in that case? No. The Pashas of the Gemara you do, but not the Ramban and the Ra and the Ritvan and so on say no. So when do you need it?
If you just deny the Kli, but you don't deny the actual.
Exactly. Meaning, you deny the Shibud. Now, so let's say the guy comes to court and he says, you owe me a milva. The guy says, I know. You know, I feel really badly about that, and I don't want to be a lover Rasha Velo Yishalem. I don't want to get in trouble with the Ribi Gash, not with the Rabbona Sholem, and not with the people, right? So, I really, really feel badly. And the guy says, and you set up, you know, just for this, you know, contingency, do you remember that we Yichud Kleed? Right? That's what happened, right? So the guy said, what? Yichud Kleed? Never did that. Right? So the Din Torah now revolves around the ability. It's still Kfiras. Is that Kfiras Dvarim or is that Kfiras Mama? In other words, if the Yichud Kli works, right, so then that's a bit of a Chiddush, right? It's not so obvious that the Kichesh Bamiso, you know, that Kfiras Mamon would be triggered by, you know, an admission of the chov, but not an admission of the Derech HaGviah. I mean, it makes sense, I'm just saying, but it doesn't seem so obvious to me, anyway.
Chaim's adopting out like that. Chaim's whole point is that.
Yeah. Right, in the piece. Exactly.
Pieces, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Reb Chaim thought it was not true. Right. Because you're not denying everything. Right. So that's a great contrast to make. But even, you know, but assuming that it is true, so the Ramban says that's kfiras mamon if it works. Right? But the Ichud Kli is only going to work, you know, according to Rabbi Yochanan, not according to Reish Lakish. But there really is no such thing. Okay. But the Pashtas HaSugya, certainly the way Tosas in here, in Lamed Chesam and Aleph understood it, and in Ksuvis, parallel Tosas, and in Lamed Gimel, Tosas was so excited and enamored by Yichud Kli that they were, right, they're willing to apply it to Shavuos Eidos. Now the Shavuos Eidos question really doesn't bother me, because the Pashtas, what is Yichud Kli? I mean, it's part of, you know, the particular story of Gezel, one would think. Right? Namely, it's in order to be Gozel, something that is abstract, and not be undercut by Milvah L'Hotzan Itna, so you need Yichud Kli. Was that the Shavuos Eidos? Right? It's a din in Gezel. It's not a din in the Hagdara of Kfiras Mamon, per se, like in a Shavuos Eidos case. So what? The Bali Tosas really, and they don't answer the question on Lamed Gimel, right? They really think that Yichud Kli is a din in the Shvua, in a hybrid Kosher Mishpat Shvua. A hybrid Kosher Mishpat Shvua, you know, just like it can't be a la karka, can't be without Yichud Kli. Has to be on something which is Nitan Legezel. As a shear in the Shvuas HaDayanim. Sounds like it. Very strange. Okay, that's easy to, you know, to walk. It's hard to understand what Tosas has in mind, since they don't dismiss it, but it's easy to understand why that probably isn't the mainstream view. Or, I mean, Tosas didn't say it so, they just wondered, you know, what the answer is. Fine. But in Gezel itself, is Yichud Kli, in Shavuos HaPikadon, where it does make sense, it makes sense as part of the requirement of Maisik Zela. Can you be Gozel despite Mivlot Sa Nitna without Yichud Kli? That's an interesting question, right? So does the Rambam think, I think I have to say one or two things. Does the Rambam think that the Mechayiv is Gzela? Right. And there's a difference, and he doesn't require Yichud Kli, seemingly. And there's a difference between Stam Kofar and Kofar al Yeshua. The Kofar al Yeshua is a kind of Gzela, right? Even in something abstract. It's a different kind of Maisa Gzela. Mashal Madar Doma, I was trying to suggest the last year that we had, already over time. You know, it's Toyn V'Nitan, right? I pointed out that there, if you look at Toyn V'Nitan as opposed to Gzela, I mentioned what the Rav's view on those Rambams were, and my own view, and it sounds like, you know, in one place it sounds like Kofar V'Pikadon is a Gazlan, but it doesn't sound like it has Kinyani Gzela, as opposed to Shlichus Yad and maybe Shol Shalom Midas in Perek Gimel Chafas Gzela. But in Perek Dalet Chus Toein, right, the Rambam changed the girsa or the language of the Gemara Tvar Yotza Midei Bailim B'Shvua Rishona, if you remember. Right? As opposed to Kfar Yotza Yedei Bailim B'Shvua Rishona, which means like, oh, he did the Shvua, it's a superfluous Shvua, it's not Kal. No, the Rambam seems to say that the Shvua took it out of the Bailim's Rishus. So it sounds like Shvua Sapikadon, right, is something that precludes Toin Tainas Ganav because they're Kinyanim. But isn't that a stira to what it sounds like in Uchus Kseila? So I suggest that either we have to reassess those one Rambam in light of the other, or to distinguish between Kinyanim and Hafka min Abaylim. It's Yotza min Abaylim, but it isn't a Kinyan Gamor. Maybe that's it. Or maybe the difference is that the Rambam in Perek Gimel because Gzela is talking about Kofar Bikadon. He's not talking about Kofar V'Nishba. Here he's talking about Kofar V'Nishba. So then the Shvua adds an element of Gzela, not just a Chiyuv Shvua Sabikadon to the Gzela. Right? I think that could be true, by the way. Even according to Reb Chaim, it certainly could be true. Makes a lot of sense, ironically. Even though Rav understood differently that point, that Rambam. It could even be true according to me. meaning the Mechayev may not be the Gezel, but maybe you need Gezel as part of the Shnua. And actually, that would strengthen what I was saying before, which it is, it isn't Bitui, right, Be'inyan Gezel. It's Hafla, right, which also contributes to the Gezel. It just isn't the Mechayev of Gezel. Right. So too, that might be true here. That might be true with regard to Yichud Kli. What we're saying is that when you have a Shvua, in addition to Kofar, right, we don't say Milvelot Son, it's a form of Gzela, it's a different form of Gzela. But here you don't need to say that. That I think was important for the Toitanus Ganov Perigdalitical Shvua Hilchos Geneva rather issue. But here what you might say is something much simpler. The Rambam doesn't require Yichud Kli, right? Not because it's a different kind of Gezela, but because you don't need Gezela. Right? You need some sort of Gezela, but you don't need, Kinyan Gezela either. Maybe you have it, but you don't need it. What would be Yichud Kli? Because really you need B'kichesh Bamiso with Kofar B'kadon B'shvua, again maybe adding, but you don't need the Yichud Kli part because that isn't the Mechayim. Maybe he thought that the Sugya, it's hard to know, I mean he thought that Sugya was a Shaloli B'dehilchasa because that Sugya thought that Shvua B'kadon the Mechayim is Gezel and we don't go that far, or just this question of that Sugya thought that Shuas HaBikadon is Gezel, and it's defined in a more typical way, and therefore subject to Milvelot Zonitna, but the evidence is that it's a different kind of Chalos, and therefore doesn't. Hard to know. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, we still want to talk a little more about the Yerushalmi, the Balamor, and the Ramban, and the question of Kofar and Kefal, very quickly, but mostly we'll start with Shuas HaDianim, and the beginning there with Shitas Chepetz, and so on and so forth.